Jerry Miller, our chief engineer, is going to retire next. When is he retiring, Morgan? His last day is Friday, July 28. Okay. And Jerry, we call him affectionately here the Greek, because he is of Greek descent. Now, sit down, Greek. You know, most, it's interesting that Jerry Miller, that people can refer to Greek people as the Greek, and it's a compliment.
But it is.
You said that the Romanian or the Jew or, you know, whatever, it sounds like it's more of a put-down, but it's not.
Remember all those years that we worked and you said I had nibbling on the feta cheese and a little bit maybe left in the corner of my mouth? And
yeah, you, you know, Jerry, you still got some of that Greek cheese in your beard there. Wipe that out, right, Ma?
Oh, Jerry, for goodness, you want my hanky?
Please.
All right. Jerry, be with us here in seconds. We got a lot of business to do. I want to reminisce with him when I first came over here from the Boulevard of Broken Hearts when I worked for Stanley Morgan.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Jerry was quaking in his boots when he had to sit down in your show. Remember that?
I remember it well. Let's do this. The Greek Jerry Miller is retiring from WCCO Radio after 32 years of service. Jerry was our, or is our, chief engineer here now. He started, however, as a board engineer. By that I mean not B-O-R-E-D, although at times you might have been bored with my show, but I mean B-O-A-R-D, meaning he ran the technical part of the Cannon Mess. Spun the records, spun the commercials, and so forth. So, Jer, how do you feel after 32 years of leaving WCCO Radio? Are you sanguine with that?
I am. It's been a fantastic place to be for the past 32 years. I mean, we're not talking widgets here. Every day you come to work and there's something happening, and I really, really enjoyed it. And I go back to, I hung around here when Cedric was here, and Halsey Hall, and and grew up with the station, and I mean, it's been fantastic. And I'm really looking forward to the retirement, and I just couldn't ask for a better place to work. Gosh, we had some good times, you and I, remember, running the board and yelling at each other and and reminiscing. I, you know, I go back to, before I started here, I worked at MIN with Merle Edwards and some old names like that, and over to LOL.
So I was were at the same station.
Yeah, we were.
Although we weren't there at the same time.
At the same time.
Well, I came over here from KSTP, where I'd done the morning show for 13 years, from 6 to 9, and started the Cannon Mess in the afternoon. And things were really different here. We had a different physical setup at the time, and I just I couldn't believe how bad it was, to tell you the truth, inasmuch as the studio was okay that I worked out of the little studio, but then the engineer's shack where you fellas sat,
it was old.
Looks like a tunnel. And you had all those people in behind you drinking coffee from the whole station, the other engineers,
right,
not the other announcers, but secretaries, etc. And it was hard to get an engineer's attention because you guys were busy talking to each other, remember?
Yeah, the stand-up turntables, and it was about 20 feet down a hall. And
well, I'd come from a place where working mornings, it was myself and the engineer and a newsman.
Yeah,
and it wasn't anybody else around, and I was really hot about doing good production, if you remember. So I started yelling a little bit, as you remember, to get your attention and other engineers' attention. And I think, well, what was your reaction to that when I started saying, let's forget about your buddies in there, let's do the show, and so forth?
Well, I want to share this with the audience out there, because, folks, when you're listening to the Cannon Show, This is business. You're in tune and in touch with everything that's going on, because Steve is there to bring you news and weather, and it's serious business here. When you ask him a question, you get an answer. This isn't just flim-flam radio. The Cannon Show has always been, he's had a sense of discipline of his board operators. He demands that they're right there for the needs, whether it's breaking news or a sports item. I mean, when you're driving home, you're in tune and touch with the cities and everything that can happen. Now, today we've got a cooker out there. We don't know what's coming tonight, but if something's going to happen, you're going to be there. You're just not a flim-flam man just doing your show here.
Well, I'm a little bit of a flim-flam.
Well, yeah. I mean, we have, you know, I was just talking to Morgan back in the hall, and he said, be easy on you. But, and so it was kind of a disciplinarian that you were when I first started, and you scared me. Oh, gosh, this guy, you got to toe the mark and pay attention.
Yeah, I remember you told me after we became friends, because we weren't friends in the beginning, because I just felt that I wanted to instill that discipline, not just with you, but
with everybody.
We got to do this show, and we got, and I was always crazy, and I still am, about having real tight production.
Right.
It's something that you can't tell people about, but when they listen to the show, and I say this without any undue modesty, which would be completely unbecoming right now, when you listen to this show, I don't care if you're doing the board work or Jimmy Erickson, who's doing it now, it's tight production, and I can feel it, see,
yep.
And it makes me feel good, and the audience doesn't know what's going on, but they feel it too. I mean,
right.
They don't know what technically is going on here, see, and that's why I've always felt if production is sloppy, I get sloppy, and then the audience gets sloppy, and all of a sudden they're punching a button, they're out of here, they don't realize why, and it isn't because of something I'm saying or when I was playing music, it was a tune, the show is falling apart.
Well, like Jimmy Erickson's in there now in the shack, and you know, folks, when he says, we're not adequate, that is very affectionate. When Steve says that you've done a show and you're not adequate, that's the compliment that said, by golly,
you did it.
You did it.
Well, that's right. And a lot of people have taken me to task for that over the years, the 24 years I've been here, and they say, Cannon, especially at the state fair, places where they can get to talk to me, or they write me letters. Why don't you, why can't you loosen up and give these engineers their due? Why do you have to say they're not adequate? Well, it's been a joke all these years. There's only one engineer I ever said was adequate, and that was Art Johnson, the last day Art worked with me. And then about a year later, Art died.
Passed away.
And I'm so happy that I did say Art was adequate that one day. I may even sneak an adequate out for you today, Jerry,
you.
But hang on a minute. We're talking to our chief engineer, Jerry Miller. He's been here 32 years, and he's resigned. He's going to take a nice retirement come the end of this month.
WCCR, Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Well, that's an old station break, Jerry Miller.
Good.
Do you remember that one?
Sure.
How far back does that go?
Well, it was before I started, and I started back in 63. And
that had to be in the 50s, perhaps.
Yeah, it must have been, yeah.
Jerry Miller is my guest here on the Cannon Mess. He's been our chief engineer, low these many years, and he is retiring the end of the month. So, Jerry, I know you've done a lot of traveling in your day, and people say, well, you're going to retire, and I suppose you're going to be traveling. There's no need to go traveling, you know. I would think that maybe you just like to get up in the morning and get the newspaper, turn on the radio.
I'm going to try that for a while.
And then, say, well, maybe I'll take a nap, or maybe I'll go shopping, or maybe I'll just talk to my wife, or maybe I'll go for a walk or whatever.
You
got all the time in the world now.
You can travel the world over many times, but when it comes about 10 o'clock, you want to be in that
your old bed. Well, I often said, if I could
nap on Saturday.
If I could take my bed with me from the mansion, I'd go anywhere.
I know.
I used to take my pillows, you know, when I'd go.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere where I was going to stay for a while, invariably I always left the pillows at the motel or the condo or wherever I was staying. I had some other, just a couple other questions. I know that did you have a triple bypass?
I had a quadruple.
Four of them. Four of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm feeling just terrific. And of course, that was a little scary, you know,
sure.
When they opened you up and they put four bypasses in. And there I was. And there that heart was, and I said, God said, look, Jerry, I'm going to take and put these bypasses in, I'm going to put it back in, and you're going to be okay, but you got to promise me one thing, you got to quit smoking those last five cigarettes, and then in about 6 months, I'm going to give you a little surprise. So I quit smoking, and about 6 months went by, and hey, an early retirement here at CCO. I took it. So that's get out and enjoy some life while I got a chance, and I'm feeling better than ever, though. And I'll never smoke again, that's for sure.
Yeah. And I wish you the best.
Well, thank you.
We'll see you from time to time, okay?
You betcha.
All right.
It's been a pleasure, a real pleasure to have spun those platters for you.
Okay, Jerry. Thank you very much. Thanks. Jerry the Greek Miller, retired from CCO Radio after 32 years of service. Cannon Mass WCCO.